Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to All Exits Closed. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Dr. Peter Cookson, and we're going to talk about the problem of people disregarding the fact that they do not wear masks. And our topic today will be what will happen if a lot of people disregard this. So, Peter, you've seen it on the news, and you've seen it, you know, if you and Karen go out to the grocery store. Ultimately, what will happen if people do not heed the precautions and wear masks?
I think the answer to that question has been, pardon me, in the news recently, and the answer is, people get sick, period. And the number of cases of coronavirus increases dramatically in those areas that have ignored the simple admonition or warning that they should wear masks in order to reduce the risk of spreading the virus from one individual to another. This is really quite straightforward from a medical and from a health standpoint. So what I have done is paid attention to or asked another question. I assume that the people who are not wearing a mask, for instance, are intelligent people. They are bright people. They are not idiots. And they have been exposed to advice for the last 4 or 5 months or even longer to wear a mask. And as I talk to you, I am looking at the front page of the Daily Gazette, and there is a picture here of legionnaires who are waving flags. Two of them have masks on, and the other one does not. They're all standing together, front page. And what is wrong with that fellow who is obviously, you know, appears to be an intelligent, bright man? Why is he not wearing a mask? And the answer is he's angry. He has been deceived repeatedly by the government, or he feels as though he has been deceived by the government, does not trust anything that the government tells him, and he comes up with all manner and sorts of excuses to disregard what the government has told him in this with regard to wearing a mask, because repeatedly he has been deceived. He has seen either his job or other jobs have been sent away because of actions that the government has made, most notably on the part of the Democrats. Pardon me, and I'm neither one or the other as far as political background is concerned, but when good people have done thorough polling of those individuals who do not wear masks, they find that those people do not trust the government or trust anything that the government tells them. And the Democrats specifically are found to be untrustworthy by the citizens. Thus, they turn to the alternative. In our case here, it's Mr. Trump is the alternative to supporting Mr. Biden. And so people who scratch their heads and say, but what Mr. Trump has to say doesn't seem to make any sense, what they're forgetting is that the alternative makes even less sense to the people who are polled or the people who are not wearing their mask, because they just look around. They have been on the planet long enough to see what has happened when Democrats have been in charge of our government. And so they have sought an alternative, and Mr. Trump is the alternative. There's something else going on here. It's a very deep problem that has that manifests itself in the form of disregard for simple health reasons. when I was a youngster or growing up, how or even had my own children, how hard was it for me to get them to wash their hands? I don't know. If they or wash behind your ears or whatever, or take a shower or do some basic hygiene. I perhaps that's not a good example to use, but when your child is tired and angry and you ask them to wash their hands, they are going to sit there and pout and say no. And it's not because they don't know that you really ought to wash your hands before you go to lunch, but there's another issue here. And the issue in the case of the child is I'm tired and I'm hungry and I'm just angry. And the issue of many, many citizens of the United States, we are hungry, tired, and we have been deceived repeatedly. And now along comes our government and tells us to do something, and we have the option to say no, and so we're going to say no. And unfortunately, that has repercussions on their friends and neighbors otherwise. And so they haven't thought it all the way through. They're just angry.
So do you think a lot of times people are just so weary of the news and they just throw their hands up and say, oh, I don't believe this is going to happen. And they go on with their lives like it was pre-coronavirus.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it's very deep, and that is I don't think these are foolish people or stupid people who are just simply bored with the same thing over and over again. I think that these are people who deep down inside have heard the lies put forth by our government over and over and over again, that they have learned are lies, that they don't believe anymore what the federal government tells them about how wonderful the economy is, and they drive down the street and see all the stores closed up.
Okay.
So they just say this is more government propaganda, and I've heard it all before, and I am not going to pay attention to it. If you assume that these are stupid people, you're going to come up with the wrong answer. If you realize that these people are smart, that they have heard the propaganda before, and they are becoming very wise to the mechanisms used by the government. Often I hear people talk about how frequently the current inhabitant of the White House lies on the air or in his tweets, what have you, just put stuff out there that's just blatantly false. But then they keep putting it out there, the same lie over and over and over again. The government knows how to work propaganda, and you just keep putting the same lies out over and over and over again, and a significant portion of the citizens will finally come to believe it. But we're seeing another portion of the citizens who are saying, we don't believe that stuff anymore. We're much too sophisticated, or we have learned that our government has not been our friend or has not been supportive. And if you look around at other countries in the world and contrast the results of what has taken place in the United States vis-a-vis the coronavirus, you'll see that many other lands or countries in the world have far fewer cases of coronavirus. Australia, Greece, Thailand, Hong Kong, and there's really a very long, the list was so long that I heard this morning, I couldn't keep up with it. But anyhow, one of the things that struck me was in Vietnam, where the population is 96 million, approximately one-third of what we have here, there have been no deaths. You can deal with that whatever way you want and say, well, they're just hiding it. However, if that's the case, then what are you going to do with the numbers from Thailand, Australia, Greece? You're going to say everybody's lying except for the federal government? Well, give me a break, okay? Step right up here, and I'll sell you a bridge. Won't do that. So there's something wrong here, and there's something wrong in terms of the federal government, the U.S. federal government's preparation and conduct of the dealing with a massive problem, health problem, that is failing our citizens badly. And so when our citizens see, our smart citizens see that the efforts, and I use that word very loosely in this case, of our federal government to control or to alleviate the problems created by this virus are dismal failures, then they lump whatever recommendations that our government makes into the same pile of failures that our government is responsible for, and just simply say, this is all not true. And so why should I wear a mask? And unfortunately, they're hurting themselves and their neighbors as well. And it's a much, much bigger problem that's been developing for a longer period of time. And there will be a change. There will be an outcome. This will not go on forever. And at the end of this program, or at the end of this epidemic, pandemic, our world in this country will be different. And I'm not going to be able to tell you explicitly, but it will be different. There's no doubt about it. The political system will have to change in order to maintain the trust of the citizens. But one of the things that I also have concluded is that they, too, are smart. They, too, being the political class and the elites in this country, are smart. And they recognize that if the folks who are not wearing their masks come to the realization that they have done that, they have decided not to wear their masks, is a goal that the elites want to do, and the elites want to divide the citizens of this country between different groups. They have, when you see those individuals who adamantly refuse to wear a mask, and sit down and talk with them and ask them calmly, what's going on here? You'll find that it doesn't have anything to do with the coronavirus. It has to do with their mistrust of the government advice or government recommendations or government regulations or government in general. And that's where we find ourselves. It's a much bigger problem, if that's possible, than coronavirus has presented us with. Perhaps corona is simply a mechanism or a means given to us by the universe who says, you guys need some help down there to revise the system that you're living under. Let's try this. And so, anyhow, I just made that up, but who knows. But I can tell you. The goal is to divide the citizens of this country. If the citizens of this country were united, the political class would vanish. I'm sorry. Yes.
A couple questions. Now, Trump leads by example. His example is he doesn't wear a mask, and that's not a great leadership quality. Would you agree?
Okay. I agree that it's not, if your goal is to limit the number of cases coronavirus and thus save lives, the answer to your question is yes, it is a bad idea. But if your goal is to divide the country into two groups, one group that thinks that the most important thing is the lives and health and well-being of the citizens, they wear masks, and the other group is the most important thing is the economic realities that we have been suffering under for a very long period of time, then the masks are irrelevant. And so we find ourselves with two separate groups, large groups of citizens in this country, and I have begun to hear words like civil, not only civil strife, but a civil war breaking, with the potential for a civil war breaking out in this country. And whenever you are fearful of losing control of the politics, you divide the people. This is exactly what the United States government did when they invaded Iraq. You divided the people there into Sunnis and Shias who had been living together for 1,600 years or 1,400 years without any problem at all. And along comes the Americans, and suddenly they're shooting at one another. Why is that? Because you cannot defeat a united population. You cannot rule by fiats or edicts or dictatorship if the population is united against you. So there's two. The answer to your question is it's a much bigger question than just simply, why don't they wear masks? Or why doesn't he wear a mask? He's got another agenda.
The agenda. Okay, you know, if you put the TV on, there's a lot of people who are not very happy with the president.
Yes.
Time. There's a lot of invisible stuff going on that we can't see, but
yes,
it's real. Okay.
Yes.
You
definitely
think that you and people think of Trump as being his own master, doing his own thing and stuff. You think that Trump is just adhering to the wishes of the ruling class?
Okay. Pardon me. Important question. And I have worked with that question repeatedly. Number one is most recently when the pollsters go out there there's numerous good people out there doing polls. They find that Trump's ratings have plummeted recently. So Trump is sticking with the program of divide the people. That worked in 2016, and so he's going with a winner. The other part to this is on June 11th, in an elegant home in Dallas, Texas, a fellow by the name of Kelsey Warren, who is a CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, which is the outfit that built the Dakota Access Pipeline,
mm-hmm,
held a dinner that lasted for exactly 1 hour. By the way, Mr. Warren contributed $700,000 to the Trump campaign. A dinner for 50 people, 25 couples, and the fee for that dinner was $580,600 per couple. Who knows how they came up with that? But anyhow, that's the number. They collected $15 million for Donald Trump. The dinner lasted exactly 1 hour, and off they went. They being the Republican Party or Mr. Trump. Now, when those people pick up the phone and call the White House, they get an answer. So if your question is, does money talk? Yes. And who's really running the show? Not long ago, Mr. Trump attempted to remove troops from Afghanistan. The U.S. Congress immediately put a stop to withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. So who is controlling the U.S. government? Who is controlling the U.S. Congress? So I think that Mr. Trump has some significant influence in the activities that occur in the federal government. However, the U.S. Congress, which is owned and operated by the military-industrial complex, is really in charge ultimately, at least as far as those matters are concerned. There are other matters that they don't really care about, they being the military-industrial complex, which, by the way, is a jobs program, not only for the people of California and elsewhere throughout the country. There's a little tiny manufacturer here in Sharon Springs that does Department of Defense work. In Sharon Springs. Give me a break. But they employ quite a few folks here at minimal wages. But they're really very, very smart as to how they distribute their contracts around the country to make sure that everybody is beholden to, everybody being all the politicians, are beholden to the military-industrial complex. So
wow.
It's really, it's complex. They are very smart when it comes to money and it comes to staying in power. Power, money equals power, power equals money. They like being in power. That does something for them. And they like having money, and the rest of us out here are of little concern to them unless we unite. If we unite, then they are terrified, because we will unite and say, that ain't right. You've seen that movie, haven't you? Head of State with Chris Rock. Wonderful movie. If you haven't seen it, you ought to. He's wonderful.
So what's it going to take? I know we're getting a little off topic, but what's it going to take for people to realize that they've got to do something different to solve the problems in this country? Because I was just talking to a few younger people yesterday, and, you know, they were saying that, you know, depression amongst younger people is really terrible, but nobody's really doing anything about their plight in their situation. What's it going to take? If a pandemic doesn't do it, an economic downturn doesn't do it, what will it take?
Yes, those are important questions. The young people to whom you spoke, that was a representative portion of the white Americans who are very, very unhappy about what's happening. And those white Americans who are very, very unhappy were buying guns to the rate, you know, just incredible numbers, 800% rise in gun sales since the onset of the virus, okay? But in addition to that, those same people who are buying guns are shooting themselves, committing suicide at rates that are 80% increase in the suicide rate. And those people who are shooting themselves are young white people. Okay, so that does not answer your question. is there a simple answer to that? I don't know. The first thing that jumped into my mind is a lot more people in this country are going to die from the virus. Okay, you know, will that do it? The economic, quote, downturn, unquote, is going to be far worse than what I have seen anything on mainstream media, certainly. It's going to be far worse. this country is still meddling in foreign affairs in ways that the rest of the world is unhappy with, including meddling in the dispute between China and India up there in the Himalayas. Good gracious, if you've ever seen pictures of that country, you wonder, why is anybody worried about this? There's not a blade of grass growing anywhere. Anyhow, but why, and why is the U.S. trying to get the, let you and him fight, which is try to get the Chinese and the Indians to fight with one another, and they bit at first, but they're looking at one another saying, this is absurd, this is insane. It's the Americans that are behind this. What do they want? Well, they want us to fight with one another because it's easier to defeat either one of us if we are separate from one another. But if we are joined together, then we can recognize what's happening and we can deal with the attempts by the U.S. government to rule the world. So my question, my thought is that it's very soon, one or the other, China is going to pull the plug on the U.S. dollar and just simply say we will no longer accept dollars in trade for the goods that we've been sending you. And when that happens, then it will not go well here. And perhaps that will be the trigger. Yeah, that's what I've heard, pardon me, very recently from people who are knowledgeable about the world economy, put it that way, and the dominance of the world of the U.S. dollar as the dollar used in the trade. And people are just have been setting up for some years now to dump the dollar as the currency of record or the currency of trade. And when that happens, then we can't print money anymore. That the money that has been printed will be useless, and any new money won't matter, except perhaps in this country here. It's going to get a whole lot worse before people wake up and unite instead of divide. And I hope that people will sit down and talk with one another instead of yelling and screaming at one another. And that's what terrifies the federal government more than anything else. That is unifiers. And anybody who stands up and says we ought to be talking, they will kill.
Wow.
That's what happened.
Wow.
You know, there's a long history of people who were saying that ain't right, who were assassinated. You know, I'm sure you can go through that in your mind.
Right. So we just have 2 minutes left. In the final 2 minutes, share your thoughts on why people should wear masks.
Okay. All right. The coronavirus is a very contagious organism. Tiny, tiny, tiny organism is very contagious. And is able to linger in the atmosphere around an individual who is contagious. If that individual wears a mask, then those droplets or those viruses that are contained in the tiny fragments of moisture that we exhale with every breath remain on a piece of fabric that's in front of our face. It does not get out into the environment. It does will not infect other organisms. I got sick with the coronavirus long before anybody in upstate New York recognized that had already made its way from Manhattan or from New York City up into the Albany area. You know. Anyhow, and I got over it very quickly. But there was a infection in my brain that has troubled me ever since January. That's finally resolving. So,
Peter, our time for today is up.
Okay.
We will continue this conversation at a later date. So you have been listening to Peter Cookson. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is All Exits Closed. And if you like this show, follow us on Twitter. Thanks, Peter. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You want me to hang up?